Hi, this is Zach.
Zach, it's Suzanne DelBanco calling from Catalyst for Payment Reform. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. So I was calling today because I love the article that you published on what happened after there was price transparency in New Hampshire. So I want to pick your brain about it. But before I do that, I just wanted to let you know we've got an audience listening. And for their sake, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, that would be great.
Sure. So I'm Zach Brown. I'm an assistant professor in the economics department at University of Michigan. My research focuses on, how we can give people information to improve these complicated markets like healthcare, choosing a provider, or choosing insurance.
So, would you describe what New Hampshire did that made you want to study it? What happened there in terms of healthcare and competition and prices?
Sure. So, people in New Hampshire, like people elsewhere, were pretty worried about the fact that it's really hard to know what you're going to pay before you choose what provider to go to. Oftentimes, we really only know the price, after we've gotten a procedure and get the bill in the mail. And so, New Hampshire was one of the first states to start a price transparency website. And in my opinion, they did a pretty good job making this website. It's pretty easy to use, kind of unlike some other price transparency tools that are out there. And so what I do in my studies, I focus on medical imaging procedures like X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans, and examine, how spending changed when this website started.
So, what did you find from your research? And I guess I'm curious, you were looking backwards. I'm curious also, once you describe what you found, how you think your findings might change in the future.
Yeah, so basically, like I said, I compared spending before and after this website. I also looked at procedures on the website versus similar procedures that aren't on the website, as well as, relative to spending outside of the state. And what I found was, I think, pretty convincing evidence that out-of-pocket costs went down by about 5% due to this price transparency website. And that number seems to have increased over time as more people have used the website. So, 5% reduction in out-of-pocket costs, it's maybe not huge, but it's something, right? In terms of how this is going to change over time, I think, as more people learn about these tools, it starts to become more normal to use these tools. I think there is a lot of potential for the savings to potentially increase. But that said, I think we still don't know a lot about, like I said, my study focuses only on medical imaging procedures. We still don't know, how does this affect spending for other types of procedures, some of which might be more complicated.
So, if we break it down a little further, you said that it reduces out-of-pocket spending. And if I think about the constituency that I work directly with, employers, other healthcare purchasers, does it reduce their spending as well, or is it just doing something about the consumer share?
The website makes it pretty easy to see what you're going to pay out of pocket. And it kind of sorts the options by out-of-pocket cost, making it really easy for people to choose kind of the lowest out-of-pocket cost option. That said, if people choose the lowest out-of-pocket cost option, that's potentially going to save the insurer some money too. And so I find that the insurer also saves money. It's not quite as much as the savings for patients. About a 3 or 4% reduction in spending for the insurer.
So I thought it was really interesting how you made sure that your findings on the out-of-pocket spending on imaging were really, the truth by looking at other services that were not on the website and also comparing to what was happening in other states. So I guess my question is, if out-of-pocket spend went down for imaging, can we be safe in generalizing that this would be true for other services that were listed on the website as well?
Yeah, so, I mean, I do think that the results seem to suggest that price transparency could be important for other procedures as well. I didn't focus on those other procedures because it was hard to find a proper control group. I think, you know, there is some question about whether price transparency can be as effective for more complicated procedures that maybe aren't so standardized. So you can think about a situation where someone needs a specific surgery that's only offered at one provider. You know, providing information about prices for that person is not going to allow them to choose a cheaper option necessarily. But that said, I think for relatively standardized procedures, I think these results seem to imply that there should be potential, you know, sizable savings for these types of procedures.
So where do you think research is most needed next to settle the question of whether price transparency ultimately raises, lowers, or has no impact on healthcare prices and healthcare spending? You know, in the early days when Catalyst for Payment Reform was promoting price transparency, you know, we heard every alarm bell rung about how it would lead lower cost providers to raise their prices. And I personally believe that it was, you know, an argument being made to stave off what I think is the inevitable, which is more transparency. But, you know, I'm curious what kind of research you think would be, need to be done to really settle that question, because your study is a starting point, but what more do we need to analyze?
Definitely. So my study exam and other studies of price transparency have generally focused on, okay, what happens when we give patients this information about prices? There's kind of a separate question you could ask is what happens when you give insurers and providers information about their rivals' prices? How does that change their negotiations over rates? That's a pretty complex issue, and that's something that I think we don't fully understand. And you do have hospitals saying, oh, you know, providing this information is going to lead to higher rates, potential collusion. I think some of their arguments are not that credible. You know, obviously they have an incentive to keep rates high. And so I think really what we need is some kind of unbiased research. You know, my view is that I don't think collusion is a huge concern here, but like I said, I think we do need more research.
Yeah, and one of the things we know from studying different states and what they've done to advance price transparency is that New Hampshire has really gone farther than any other state I can think of in terms of making the information really accessible to consumers and even allowing them to customize it to some degree to their health insurance and things like that. So I think New Hampshire will continue to provide opportunities for study, but hopefully other states will continue to make progress in ensuring that citizens have access to price information. And when they do, we'll have more sort of fertile ground for this kind of research.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing, you know, what you found in New Hampshire. I love the study that you did because it's at least a beginning of answering this tough question. And I thank you for that. And I look forward to whatever work you produce in the future.
Thanks. It was great chatting.